I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 106.5
The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it is time for us to play round one of Fun Delivered. This is very exciting. We love playing Fun Delivered almost as much as you guys say you love listening to it. And I want to remind everybody again that on the 17th, we are going to be at Cache Creek Casino doing a live Fun Delivered that's going to be kind of like The Price is Right, where people are going to be called from the audience to come on stage and play Fun Delivered with us. And yes, you get to keep whatever you end up with. All right. Now we have we had a big box filled with Fun Delivered stuff, unopened, undelivered packages from the company Fun Delivered. And it has dwindled.
That's how it happens.
There's not much left in there. Who would like to go first?
You go first.
I will go first. Gladly.
You got to go first last week, but it does seem
and that was fire. Every time you go first, I feel like you get fire. Yeah, it does.
You do a little bit better. Because sometimes you get the worst things. Although he's also gotten the best thing, which was that watch. A very expensive watch.
Don't know if this is true, but I'm holding something from JFK. It's bubble wrapped.
JFK meaning the airport. Okay.
And if I'm a betting man, this is a sign.
Oh, okay. We this do love signs.
This is hard. It's flat. It is an interesting design. It's got curves on it, all kinds of stuff. All right. Katie's going over to the box. She went little.
That was so quick.
There's a big fabric-y one in there, and you didn't go for it.
I got a big fabric-y one last week, and it was a One Direction blanket. And yeah. Let me tell you, I use it every day.
Yeah.
This is about a 4x4 just cardboard box.
Okay, so very plain Jane.
Yeah. I have absolutely no idea what could possibly be in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kevin's going over to the box now.
I will say
on mine, it is written in somebody's handwriting, refused.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that showed up to somebody's house and they said, absolutely not.
It was a nice try.
Who would refuse that? Like, imagine that you pay for, or you don't pay for it. One day, you love getting Amazon packages.
Love it.
And one day an Amazon package shows up and you know you didn't pay for it.
Well, what's crazy to me is that you had to be like standing there waiting for it. And then somebody hands it to you and you go, no.
And
you slap it out of their hands.
What if that has like must be 18 or 21 and over to receive like tobacco or alcohol?
It does.
It almost never does. It almost never says it on the package. It's just their paperwork.
But doesn't somebody have to be there?
And yeah.
I see.
And then they refused it.
Okay.
What if you got booze?
Well, I just told you, it's a 4x4 cardboard box.
Maybe it's little airport bottles.
That's cute.
Kevin, what'd you get?
I went Katie's route and went fabric.
That's okay. The one I thought she was going to get.
I kind of know what it is. It has a collar. You know the things where you put the collar to keep it up straight and not bend?
Oh, okay. So you're thinking that it is a men's shirt.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's way too big.
Yeah, it's a little fluffy for
It's the size of a throw pillow.
Yeah.
What kind of dress shirts do you wear?
An XXL?
You wear an XXL?
No, just in case somebody might want to be like Billie Eilish where they dress bigger, you know?
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that was part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. And then we're going to open these on the air and find out what's inside.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.